Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of July 2019. Supreme Court has granted bail to 34 persons accused in the anti-Sikh riots in Delhi. The order follows a previous order passed by the apex court granting bail to 7 persons in the same case on the 5th of July. Supreme Court has cancelled registration of Amrapali under RERA, thereby banning the real estate company from undertaking any housing project in future. The court cracked down on all such errant real estate companies, banks as well as public authorities, and issued a slew of directives. Further, the court handed over all pending projects to the National Buildings Construction Corporation Limited, NBCC. Supreme Court has held that it cannot entertain a PIL seeking extension of its Vishakha guidelines to religious places, including ashrams, madrasas and Catholic institutions, to check incidents of sexual exploitation of women in such places. The court had on the 13th of August, 1997, in the Vishakha case, laid down as many as 12 guidelines to be followed by the employers to prevent or deter acts of sexual harassment against women. Apex Court has asked the Jammu and Kashmir High Court to decide within 6 weeks the plea-seeking ban on the use of pellet guns for controlling street protests in the state. The court took note of a letter dated the 4th of July by the Registrar General of the High Court that the matter is listed for hearing on Tuesday before a division bench. Supreme Court has ordered status quo in the SIR insolvency case. The court said the monitoring committee will continue its work till the case is heard on the 7th of August. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a petition filed by NGO Art of Learning seeking non-gender-specific safety norms for lawyers across the country. The court directed the petitioner to approach the Bar Council of India, BCI, for the prayer sought. Supreme Court has ruled that failure of the police to recover the dead body will not be solely responsible to render the prosecution case doubtful, entitling the accused for acquittal on the basis of benefit of doubt. Bombay High Court has quashed and set aside an order issued by a magistrate court, calling it non-application of mine in criminal defamation proceedings filed against Ratan Tata and other directors of Tata Sons by Bombay dying chairman Nasli Wadia. Delhi High Court has awarded interim relief to the Hyderabad-based Natco Pharma Limited in a fresh patents battle, with the court setting aside an injunction petition filed by Bristol Myers Squibb seeking to protect its anti-coagulant apixaban against Natco's Apigat. Delhi High Court has asked the AAP government to implement, as early as possible, the Supreme Court directions and recommendations of an expert panel regarding the wages and working conditions of nurses employed in private hospitals of the city. Delhi High Court has sought to know as to why the separate pleas of arms dealer Sanjay Bhandari and Robert Badra, seeking quashing of a money laundering case against them, not be heard together. Bombay High Court has sought to know from the National Investigation Agency, NIA, the estimated time by which trial in the September 2008 Malegaon bomb blast case would be completed. Bombay High Court has directed the railway authorities to think out of the box and come up with ways to make suburban train coaches and stations more disabled friendly. The railways, in an affidavit submitted before the High Court, said it would not be possible to increase the halt time of trains and to redesign the coaches reserved for disabled persons. Delhi High Court has directed the GST Commissioner to permit a company which had made an error in filing the TRAN1 form online to correct the same immediately. The court asked the authority to either open the online portal so as to let the petitioner file the form again or accept the manually filed form with the correction on or before the 31st of July, 2019. Kerala High Court has directed the state government to inform it of its stand on a plea seeking to revise the list of reservation of backward classes as per a state act, to end the sorry state of affairs of Muslims in the state. Delhi High Court has declined to stop the local bodies, including the municipal corporation, from deciding which market in the city could be declared a no-squatting vending zone. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has approved the cash-strapped infrastructure leasing and financial services, ILNFS, for the proposed sale of its balance 51% of stake in 7 wind energy subsidiaries to ORIX Corporation of Japan. Rajya Sabha has passed the Protection of Human Rights Amendment Bill 2019. Amid opposition call to refer the bill to a select committee, the bill facilitates appointments of the members and chairpersons of national and state's human rights commissions. Lok Sabha has passed the Right to Information Amendment Bill 2019, which proposed to give the centre the power to set the tenure and salaries of the Chief Information Commissioner and Information Commissioners. National Green Tribunal has rejected a plea to review its order imposing a fine of 25 lakh rupees on the Bihar government for inaction over continued damage to the river Ganga. The tribunal on the 29th of May had levied the penalty on Bihar, noting that there is practically no progress in cleaning the Ganga as not a single sewage infrastructure project has been completed.